Hey, this is Cheryl
and Michelle,
and we are the Spiritual Soul Sisters.
We're here to inspire, motivate, and encourage you to be the best version of yourself.
How are you? How was your Thanksgiving?
It was really good.
It was really good. Good.
Yes. Yes.
Mine was too. Tell me about it.
Well, I mean, this one was a little, it's always been different since Daryl's mom passed. But it was different in that it was smaller, a lot smaller. I'm grateful my mom. I went to pick up my mom on Monday, so she was able to be with us. And I'm so grateful for my sister living next door, because literally, I mean, as I was packing food over, I'm like, you know what? This is, thank you, Lord.
Right.
Her being next door. So her being there, unfortunately, Jayden and Adrian didn't get to come down for their first Thanksgiving, but we did FaceTime them, and they were making their first Thanksgiving meal together. So it was really funny because, yeah. Here's Jayden cutting up greens. So I'm like, oh, what are you doing? He's like cutting up greens, preparing greens. So yeah. It was good that they were preparing theirs. And then, so we ate with my sister Jamie and her family. And then later on, we went over to Daryl's brother and wife, my sister and sister-in-law, Desiree. And so we went and played games and met up with the rest of the family. So it was good to catch up and see, even though we live within the same proximity, you know, just time just gets away from you. So
it
you don't
really
get to
does.
See each other.
Exactly.
So that was, we had a good time playing some games and laughing and catching up. So that was good. How was yours?
It was good. It was different, but I'm going to backtrack to when you mentioned just, you know, being in the same proximity of one another. And I was thinking how the holidays make us make time. Because if we didn't have them, we would just still be going. It would just fly through. And so even when we're saying different, I think the holidays are different for different people. They see it different ways. They have different visions on how they spend it. But at least it's a time. It's a time to break. And so even for Jayden and Adrian, they weren't able to come, but they made their own memories that they are going to have, you know, for a lifetime.
Right.
And so
right.
So just the positive in that. But mine, like I said, it was different. We used to... Michael would do a lot of the cooking, and my sister Crystal, Chantel was the baker, so she would bake some things. Mike would bake as well. Chris would bake. And then we would all bring it to mom's and dad's, and we would eat here. Well, with mom with the dementia, too many people around, changing routine is not great for her. And so Michael still did all the cooking. Mother-in-law and two sister-in-laws came in, so they helped him cook.
Okay.
And then help them clean the kitchen. So when I say it was good.
It was great. I know it's the cleanup.
I am usually the cleanup person. Michael cooks and everything's out and I'm right behind them picking up. So that was wonderful. So then Miles was able to come in town. Mariah's studying for her test and she said she wasn't going to be able to come. But little Mike picked her up. I still call him little Mike since we have two Mikes. Little Mike picked her up and she came to the house with her laptop and books. So we were able to have all the kids under one roof.
Oh, that's good.
So yeah, so I know how when you say you miss Jayden, I know how that feels. So having them all under one roof, we ate dinner. And then literally a couple hours and it was time for me to come back to mom's. But it was good. It was just intentional time together. And even with mom and dad, they had all the food that they normally eat. And so they were happy. It was good.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah, it's like it's just amazing how just over time the dynamics of things, you know, it changes. Because like you say before, I know with us, we used to have the big family, and I did it for the moms and my grandmother at the time when she was living. So it's like invite everybody. So nobody had to pick and choose where they were going to go spend Thanksgiving. So we would have it and host everyone from Daryl's side, my side, his siblings, and their families. And so now it's like, okay, the kids are all grown. So the kids are grown, and some of the other kids have had children. So and they're older. So it really is, it can be a lot.
In a lot of senses, a lot of people, a lot of food, a lot of prep, a lot of cleanup, a lot. Look, and guess what? A lot of fun, laughter too. So it's a whole thing. Yeah.
Right. And for me, it's like my sister Andrea, she is like the cook.
Okay.
Now, and so I could always depend on her when she would come, because they're get here a little late, and she and I'd stay up late or whatever, and then Jamie would cook her things, so I had help.
Right.
So of course her family has grown, because my nephew got married, and he and his wife have a son, and so they were hosting. Yes, the one good thing about Daryl's family is the. Most of his siblings, all of them, with the exception of one, are in the area. So
we're in
pretty close proximity to one another. And so I'm like, I was telling my sister-in-law, I'm like, you know what? As opposed to just focusing on just Thanksgiving, we need to be more intentional and getting together, you know, not even necessarily for a holiday, but just say maybe once a month or once a
quarterly,
or once every other month. Just, you know, reconnecting and getting together and just being intentional about that. So,
Because the longer you stay apart, the longer you stay apart is the longer you stay apart. Plus, when you finally get together, you have so much to catch up on.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We do. You do. And we always have a good time. You know, that's the thing. We always have a fun time. It's just like being more intentional with that. And that's, you know, and that's what I kind of saw just in closing out November and just being so grateful and thankful, you know. And it's like not only for like, say, my mom being here, you know, my family and things like that. It's just like even looking back on even friendships, you know, just over this course, there's just so much to be thankful for.
It is. Yeah, it's just a great reflection. And that's where, you know, it's the little things we take for granted. So before we were so focused on the food and who's getting together. And now, even though we say it's different, it's a good different.
Yes.
There's more intention and focus on the true meaning of Thanksgiving, the true meaning of love, the true meaning of Jesus, you know, just the whole gamut of why we do what we do.
Yeah, and it's funny because I did my Jesus calling today, and it was really talking about, you know, trying to solve problems and things like that. But one of the scriptures in there was on the story of Mary and Martha. And I don't know why he's just placed this on my heart even before, because I find myself being so busy with getting just my morning routine of, okay, getting the dishwasher unloaded, the this or that, wiping down things, and then say, okay, then I'm going to do my Bible study. Then I'm going to sit down and do that. Well, I found that by the time I finish all of that, that it's half the morning, well, half the day's gone.
Right.
And so I was intentional this morning, and I'm just like, no, I'm bringing my Bible in my bedroom and my Jesus calling, and I'm not leaving this room until I get that done, and then I'll go out. And so when they were talking about that story, it was more or less saying Martha was so busy focusing on the details and making things bigger than they were when Mary focused on the thing that was the most important, and that was sitting in the presence of Jesus.
Right.
And so I got to to thinking back on Thanksgiving and even going into the Christmas holiday,
right,
of wanting to get together and what does that look like? And it's like, what it is like looking at what is the ultimate goal? The ultimate goal is to spend time with the people.
Exactly.
So then we tend not to spend time. We tend not to let, well, the, we tend not to have the get-togethers or whatever, because we put in our Martha head of all the daunting tasks to prepare for the people, you know? And so if nothing else, it helped me say, okay, the end goal is to be with the people and just make it as simple as possible. Cause my end goal is to be present with the people we love, be it friends, be it family or whatever, and have a good time. So that's what I'm going to focus on, like going into, and I'm grateful that I was able to even close out my November with that study, just to say, you know what? That is so true. You know, we focus on those minute things that are really not important. And the important thing are the people you love and the, and the relationships. So.
Author story that has been part of my life. And I just thought, you know, I used to make an excuse and said, well, someone has to do it. If you're coming, someone has to do this, someone has to do that. But like you said, the importance, and that's why this year, even before the meal, the kids were able to come over and I was just able to visit with them. Then I was with mom all day. Then they went in the back and talked to dad. And so, like you said, it's just, and even with your devotional, sitting at Jesus's feet, whereas if we do the dishes, laundry, and get all of that together, we're exhausted. We're not hearing from him. And not I find myself thinking of, okay, I'm going to stop at the dishes, but I still need to do this, that, and the other. So while I'm doing my devotional, I am thinking about what needs to be done or what I didn't complete. So yeah, that's a good one on Mary and Martha. It, girl, I mean, you know how many years, and it's still, when they say his word is alive and true?
Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah. It's living. It's breathing. And so it was like, if you just wait, I will direct you.
Girl, as you said, he will direct us. And so if we just tune into his word, continue to be thankful and grateful, you know, that's all we have to do. He will direct us. So his word is true and living. And have you started in your GPS journal?
Well, it's beautiful. and I've been having it since August. And I wrote on all kind of little paper. So for November, I did.
You did?
I did. And let me tell you, it really has been life-changing. And it has, and I've done it both ways. I've done it before I've gone to bed, or I've done it the next morning.
And it is tears in my eyes. You said, I'm going to wait till January.
Now, you know, it's killing me because I am a, it's that, I don't know if it's that whole accounting part of me, but you know, it's like this, everything starts on a fiscal year of January and that's when you, but I did, I did. And it has been, it really has been a blessing, and it has been a shift in the atmosphere, like I say, be it if it's before I go to bed and write in it, or if it's in the morning, I will stop. If I feel like I'm rushed, I'm going to stop and do it. And it's a shift before I go out of the bedroom into my daunting task, my Martha, again, my Martha move. But yes, it has been, and even just reading the scriptures, and I have, you know, started filling out the things that I was grateful for, the people and all that. And then I've had to go back and add people or add things.
Okay, and good.
It
just,
and it's a beautiful planner. I have truly been blessed by it. And to say, helping you at the first craft show.
Yes.
To listen to you, because I know the story. But to hear you tell the story,
really,
to the people,
and
to see it manifest, oh my God, it brought tears to my eyes. And then just seeing the different people. So what I did do when I did come home was I prayed for the people that got your book.
Yes, Oh my gosh, know? I did and too.
That it just will be a blessing for them. And it, and even, you know, one of the ladies in particular who, you know, had a loss and, and things, it was just, they really just praying that they open it, they use it, and that it will just be life altering for them. And just that shift and that change, and just to look back. And I always look at it, I looked at it as really, truly, I'm writing my life story, because there's so many times I forget things that happened or going on, so I can look back and be like, oh yeah, this is what happened. And then, oh my God, look what God did, or, you know, or look at the person, look at them now, and things. So, yeah, I am truly inspired, and I am so proud of you, because you did all of that. And I know caring for your parents, you know, is a job within itself, and you do it so lovingly. And so, but to also be obedient to God and still making time and focusing on those things and having to say no to things, because I know you've said no to some things, even though you would like to do them and no to some people, but to get the things that you need to get done. And now this is what has manifested. So I look forward to great, 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 great things and going with you and see where this goes and all the testimonies that will come in from it.
Thank you, friend. I can't even say anymore because I'm in tears. As you said, you've known the story. And I was doing deliveries yesterday and I told someone else, I said, if I go to heaven today, I was obedient to what I think God told me to do. So again, this is not about sales. It's not about money. It's about changing our mindset and perspective and being grateful. I used to see this little quote, there is something to be grateful for, but for some people, they don't think there's something to be grateful for. And I've had others say, I run out of stuff. I'm grateful that I'm alive. I'm grateful that I'm walking. And now they're filling up the whole page. And so I made it small enough so that you could start off small, but you'll start running out of room the more and more you do it. And then you become grateful. So I am grateful that it's actually in my hands and I can place it in other hands. And as you said, I pray for the people that bought it. I pray for all of the people that have purchased before. And I pray for those who are planning to purchase. And, you know, I tell people it's mine, but it was my vision, but along with God, like he was first, he told me what to do. Some people said, why 3 years? I said, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, why I put scripture. So there's just various reasons, but going back to Thanksgiving and the Christmas holiday, I am thankful. I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for you being a sounding board. Some things I was like, I can't do that, Cheryl. I can't. I wanted to do that. I can't do that. But for you to be on all aspects and help me along the journey, I appreciate you. And I'm grateful for you.
You're welcome. So for those of you who don't know, our very own spiritual soul sister, Michelle, has authored her first journal, and it's a GPS journal, which is a scripture prayer, a gratefulness prayer and scripture journal. It's 3 years. And Michelle, please let the listeners know where they can purchase your journal.
Thank you. So you may purchase your GPS gratefulness prayer and scripture journal at www.mamawheeler.com. And the reason it's called a GPS journal is if you are grateful every day, pray and read the scripture, I feel that you will have a different mindset as you navigate through life. So again, www.mamawheeler.com, and it'll be in the show notes as well. So thank you for your support. Remember, it's a life-changing journal to change your mindset. And I challenge you to have a friend purchase it along with you so that you can hold each other accountable and check on each other, whether you're writing, prayer requests, and reading the scripture and hiding it in your heart. So be thankful, be grateful, and go out and get your journal today.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks for tuning in.
And don't forget to share with others and listen on Apple, Spotify, Google, or wherever you listen to podcasts.